True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Listen, I'm glad it's over. I couldn't sit through another second of that game. Five-3, Royals are walked off in Minneapolis. They lose the game, they drop the series, and they now return home after another losing road trip. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. If you want to talk about it, if you want to shoot me a text message, go for it. 913-586-7965. I find myself really agitated. Really angry, like as angry as I've been all season, and I don't know why. I mean, I understand, yeah, they were just walked off. That's always frustrating. That always, you know, pisses you off. Oh, man. 913-586-7965. You can dial us up on the Peterson and Associates phone line all you want. 913-586-7965. Yeah, a brutal game. Just a... neither team deserved to win that game. You know, this isn't just me trying to trash on the Royals after they lose in 11 innings. 5-3 the final score. No. Nobody really on the field deserved to win that game today. Ryan Burgert did. I'll give it to him. I'll give it to the rookie right-hander. And listen, if you want to make this post-game show just discussing Ryan Burgert, let's do it. But he deserved a win. So you feel bad for him. Adam Frazier deserved a win. Frazier with a four-hit night. Taylor Clark, I think he deserved a win. But instead, the Royals go 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position. 1-for-15. I swear to God, I could not sit through another second of that. Oh, just ugly baseball. Base running, defense on both sides, just some boneheaded ball. on the 10th of August. We're still doing this. Honestly, I think I'm angry at myself. Because who would I be angry with out there on the field? Who? John Rave. I'm going to freak out about John Rave. Now, don't get me wrong. His error, well, it wasn't an error. His misplay in left field, you could easily say it cost the Royals the game, right? Royals are up 3-2 after Vinny's two-run shot in the seventh inning. And then John Rave misplays a line drive off of the bat of Austin Martin. And the speedy leadoff hitter for the Twins finds himself on third base. He comes around to score in the eighth inning against Lucas Erceg. And we're knotted up at 3 apiece. Royals lose in 11. Again, guys, we went to extra innings and nobody scored in the 10th. Nobody scored in the top of the 11th. What the hell is that? You can't push across a run in the 10th or the 11th? So am I angry at Salvi and Vinny for not getting it done in the 11th? No, I'm angry at myself. I'm frustrated that I'm allowing myself to get frustrated by this team, because what happened today, as Jake Eisenberg pointed out on the broadcast, is a microcosm of what we've seen all season. I mean, I could go back to the final series of the first half, right before the All-Star break, when the Royals lost 2 of 3 at home to the New York Mets. It was on that post-game show after they lost that series. I said, okay, we now need magic. If you're a Royals fan hoping for the postseason, you now need help. You no longer control your fate. It was after that Mets series that I said, all right, it's not in the cards for these guys anymore. I stayed in the fight for as long as I could, but it was just so very evident going into the All-Star break that it's not the Royals' year. But they come out after the All-Star break and play an inspired brand of baseball. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that I was in or believing that this team had what it takes to leapfrog three teams and track down that final playoff spot. But I found the toughness, the grittiness, inspiring from this team with the way that they played after the All-Star break. The additions that the front office, that the ownership that they made at the deadline, man, I was maybe not excited that it was going to be enough, but I was certainly inspired at their unwillingness to concede. And watching a game like this, sitting through 3 hours of that baseball that was everything that we've been watching all year, everything that continues to tell us it's not in the cards for the Royals this season. They don't do what good teams do. Over the course of 118 games, they're the second worst team in baseball when it comes to hitting with runners in scoring position. Only the White Sox are worse. I'm not going to say the defense is bad, but the defense isn't as good as it needs to be. Salvi makes an outstanding play at first, but then you cost yourself the game with that misplay from Rave in left field. The Royals, as an organization, will never be good enough to overcome average at best defense. This organization will never be good enough to overcome average base running. The Kansas City Royals will always need to be great defensively, great on the base paths, and they've been anything but so far this season. Mikel Garcia picked off a second base there in the fifth inning after a leadoff walk. Yeah, a highly frustrating afternoon of Royals baseball. A highly frustrating season of Royals baseball. And again, today, you take that 1-0 lead in the first inning, a gag on so many opportunities in the second, in the third, in the fourth, in the fifth, in the sixth. So many offensive opportunities you do not capitalize. But hey, you're pitching well. You're still in the game. See, Vinny Pasquantino comes through with the two-run home run to put you in front. See, that's what we've been waiting on. All right, we have the lead, hand it off to the bullpen. And wow, the defense gags it back. The defense is why we're going to extra innings. And then that frustration that had been brewing all game long, all season long, because of the offense's inability to come through in the clutch in the second, in the third, in the fourth, in the fifth, in the sixth. The offense's inability to come through in the clutch in April and May and June hurts even more in August, hurts even more in the 11th inning. Yeah, today was a microcosm of the season. I mean, in every single aspect of this 5-3 extra inning loss. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Man, I could rant all day, but let's get to the phone calls. Let's get to the Peterson and Associates phone line. We're going to start off in Lee's Summit. Michael, you're hitting leadoff on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Well, I think you touched on most of the items I was going to talk about, but being a fan for 52 years, I think it's about the first time I can honestly say it's just not fun watching the Royals anymore. I mean, you know every game they're going to make a base running blunder, so it just they've really taken the fun out of it. At the end of the day, they lead the league with 16 pickoffs, and you mentioned that they can't be average or below average. So somehow they have to do something that will make them excellent in that area. So that's all I've got to say. Thanks for having me on.
Michael, I appreciate it. It is August 10th. I have a tough time saying, yeah, the team's no fun to watch. We are 118 games into the season, and they are, or were, still in it. Now, how much did you believe that the Royals are or were in it? Well, that's to each his own. Today wasn't fun. Today was not a fun game to watch. Vinny's home run to give him the lead in the seventh inning, that was a nice moment. But that didn't offset how bad. No, that didn't offset how below average this team had performed. Both today and in last night's 2-0 victory. But like I mentioned earlier today on the On Deck Show, right now, beggars cannot be choosers. I'll take wins any way this team can get them. Truth be told, what I was really hoping to see on this 9-game road trip was consistent quality baseball, well-rounded brand of baseball, winning baseball. I wanted to see the boys playing some ball. Instead, it's a 4-5 road trip. And the series victory against, taking one against the Boston Red Sox, taking 2 of 3 from the Toronto Blue Jays seems like a long, long, long time ago. 913-586-7965. Yeah, the Vinny home run was nice, but even that, again, a microcosm of the season because after Vinny hits that 2-run home run to put the Royals up 3-2, like we did so often in May, in June, in July, we go, see? Do you see what Vinny does? Look how good our offense can be when Vinny and Mike Hell and when Bobby and Salvi are doing their thing, when our stars are stars and our complementary pieces are complementary. Boy, this team does indeed have enough talent to win. They do. We all agree they have enough talent to win. It's just that talent has disappointed this season. So yeah, the Vinny home run was nice, but much like those 3-game winning streaks we've seen this season, it's nice, but it's the aberration. It's nice, but I have no reason to believe that those big swings will be on display coming up this week, right? The Royals are coming back to Kauffman Stadium. We haven't seen many big swings at the K this season, at least not from the Royals hitters. So even when you're trying to enjoy the things that they're doing well outside of pitching, even when you try to enjoy the things that they're doing well, you ask yourself, is this a one-off? Can they really do it again? Will they do it again? Man, it really is a shame that I'm not talking solely about Ryan Berger today. The rookie right-hander in his second start as a Royal, 5 2/3 innings of two-run baseball. The two runs come in the third inning as he walks the 8-hitter and then gets clipped by the 9-hitter. So a two-run blast in the third puts the Twins up 2-1, and again, it would remain a Minnesota lead until that Vinny Pasquantino 7th-inning bomb. All right, let's head up to Minneapolis. Patrick was one of the near 27,000 in the building today. Patrick, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I drove up to I was hoping it wasn't going to be a funeral up here. Unfortunately, it kind of has that feeling walking out with the guys I came up here with, man. You're 100% right. Positive on the day. Berger is awesome. JJ needs to be careful. Teams aren't going to be dealing with him because he's just embarrassing them with these guys he's taken from their organization. But the base running, pathetic. John Rave, love him. I think he's probably the definition of a 4A player, though. And I think, I don't know if you mentioned it or not, I just got in the car, but second inning, first two guys walk. We've got a pitcher on the mound for the Twins who isn't just having a problem with his control. He's not good. Everybody's seeing the ball off of this guy, and we sent Isbell up to play small ball and bunt. Go for an 8-run inning, Q. Let's do this. They threw out their C-team pitchers tonight, and we're trying to get one run there at the beginning of the game against these guys. It just set the tone.
But they should have gotten one, right? I mean, Patrick, sure, don't bunt, whatever. Get one run. They Isbell did his job. Yastrzemski and Mikel did not.
Well, Yaz lined hard. He had a tough luck day, Yaz.
If they get that one run, they win the game. So I have no issue with the bunt. I have the issue with getting the runners in, second and third with one out, and you can't get them in.
Well, look. You know, you were making the point that through 118 games, we're, you know, second to last to runners in scoring position. But if you look at July 1st on, we're the number 13 offense in MLB on FanGraphs. Number 13. I mean, we can do something, try to change the story here, and put up some runs in the second. I don't know. I didn't like the small ball that early.
That's fair. Hey, appreciate the phone call, Patrick. Thank you very much. A few things there. Your point about Ryan Berger, I'm not there yet to where I'm going to put him in the same breath as a Cole Reagans or a Lucas Erceg. But yeah, man, if J.J. Piccolo and his front office did it again, like robbery at the deadline, if they did it again, 3 years in a row, boy, will that be a story. As far as the twin starting pitcher, Jose Urania, his fourth team of the season. Now, to Patrick's point about the C team starter, Urania has already been cut by three teams this year. Twins are his fourth big league ball club. And yeah, 28 pitches in the first. He gives up a run, walks the first two batters in the second. And, you know, I'd be interested to find out if Q actually called for the bunt or if Kyle Isbell just did that on his own. I wouldn't be surprised to know that Izzy did that on his own. Again, two on, nobody out, back-to-back walks. I understand the disappointment in the decision to bunt, but he still got the bunt down, advanced the runners, second and third with the top of your lineup coming up. This is the big leagues, right? I need my 1-2 hitters, including my best hitter, Mikel Garcia. I need him to come through. Instead, Mike Yastrzemski hits a rocket right at the second baseman, and then Mikel Garcia goes down staring at a slider that buckled his knees. I'm not saying it's easy to get a hit, especially with a guy like Urania, who you're waiting on that big fastball, and Mikel just never got that fastball. He stayed off speed to him, and Mikey stared at the seventh offering, that slider in the middle. Yeah, disagree with the bunt. Again, Royals 1-for-15 today with runners in scoring position. And your point about how well they've done since the beginning of July. Yeah, I agree. You're right. And, you know, 13th, it's about where the Royals were last year. Now, why were the Royals last year a middle-of-the-road offense? Well, they were a middle-of-the-road offense last year because Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi were great, and everybody else was about a little bit below average. And they were a bad offense last year, but they were dragged to the middle of the road by Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi. Well, since the beginning of July, Salvi's been outstanding. Salvi's been one of the best catchers in the sport. Now, my concern is, with 44 games to play, Freddie Fermin in San Diego, how much offense can we expect from Salvi down the stretch? Now, if he's going to be catching 5 days a week, first base, DH, once a week, I think that's going to start really affecting his offensive outputs. I'm not expecting much more of the 330 batting average from Salvador Perez. Today he goes 0 for 4 with a walk. 913-586-7965. But to your point, yeah, I agree. There is talent on this team, no doubt about it. But talent isn't always enough, right? The talent needs to produce. Needs to produce in big spots. And when you don't have a guy like Bobby Witt Jr. in the lineup as he's dealing with a back issue, obviously dealing with it because they decided to pinch hit Nick Lofton in the game with Bobby Witt Jr. on the bench. Instead of putting Bobby up with a man in scoring position and two outs in the 10th inning, Q turns to Nick Lofton. So Bobby was unavailable, I think would be a fair assumption. So when you're playing without one of the best players on the planet, it's going to take a little bit more of a team effort, and wasn't in the cards for the boys today, gripping it just a bit too tight. Thanks for the phone call, Patrick. Let's go back to the phone lines, the Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Clinton in Kansas City. Clinton, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, man, it's like when I see these base running blunders, it's just, it's so painful because it just looks like a low-level team. And I just want to, I guess I'm playing a bit of the blame game, but what do you think it comes down to? Is it just, you know, is it over-aggression by the players, a lack of focus, lack of discipline, preparation from coaches? Like, why do you think this consistently happens with this team or just any team in general? But, you know, why? Help me understand.
Yeah, no, hey, all those things, honestly, because it's not one. You know, baseball's never black and white, just like life. It's normally somewhere in that gray area. And I think for each different base runner, it's a different answer. Now, sometimes it's focus. You know, sometimes it's, you know, a guy like Michael Garcia. In the absence of Bobby Witt Jr., I would imagine feels the burden that, hey, not only am I filling in for Bob as the shortstop and the number two hitter, but I'm also an all-star. I might be the best player on the team right now. This is a pretty big game, right? Royals trying to win the series from the Twins, trying to return home at 500 with a winning road trip. Yeah, I'm sure Michael wanted to make something happen there. So maybe it's a little bit of over-aggressiveness, trying to do a little bit too much. But then, you know, you see mistakes. Opening day, Kyle Isbell. You know, I don't know if that was focus, trying to do a little bit too much. John Rave, Jack Caglione, Tyler Tolbert, we've seen some inexperience. When it's happening as frequently as it is, I think it's only fair to point a finger at the coaches as well. You know, the old adage is you're either teaching it or allowing it. So I think everyone is culpable, and all of those explanations you gave are legitimate. I appreciate the phone call, Clinton. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. I got to take a quick time out. We'll get back to your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
You know, as you get older, as you mature, as you have more and more experience in your life, you start to just, well, hopefully, make changes in your life. Try to start taking care of yourself, eating better. And man, my friends at Guaranteed Foods can help with the latter. Because you may not be aware of it, but up to 70% of food in grocery stores is not healthy. It's ultra-processed, it's filled with additives and coloring and chemicals and all sorts of crazy stuff. Yeah, if you really want to eat healthy, you have to do what my wife and I did and become a Guaranteed Foods customer. Because 100% of their all-natural products are totally additive-free. They're as healthy as you can get. They're loaded with nutrition, and it's all portion packaged, so there's no waste. And it's all delivered by appointment, so you're not wasting any of your valuable time. Yeah, delivered by appointment and placed directly on your shelves at your home. Man, take it from me, it's even better than it sounds. Find out for yourself, and if you would, tell them Vern sent you.
888-500-GUARANTEED-FOODS. Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Or GuaranteedFoods.com.
96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
And the pitch. And a swing and a ball well hit. Deep right field, that's way back, and that ball is going to be out of here. It's over the fence, a two-run homer for Vinny Pasquantino, and the Royals take a 3-2 lead here in the seventh inning.
Steve Stewart on the call, last heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Vinny Pasquantino setting a new career high with his 20th home run of the season. As boy, the Royals, anything but kind to Cole Sands. Twins right-handed reliever comes out of the bullpen with his team up 2-1 in the seventh inning with two outs and nobody on. All you need to do, Cole Sands, is get one out and your team will take the lead into the bottom of the seventh. Instead, Michael Garcia rips a curveball to left field and then Vinny belts one 373 over the right field wall into that flower bed, the hangover out there in right field, that target field. Again, home run number 20 for Vinny Pasquantino put the boys up 3-2. A defensive mistake from John Rave would give that run right back in the eighth, and the Royals would get walked off in the 11th in Minnesota. 5-3, the final score. Royals lose the series to a team that traded everybody about a week ago. Vinny's home run, though, that was today's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Royals walked off, and their record is now back to 2 games below .500. All right, let's head back up to the Twin Cities, one of the near 27,000 in attendance today. Tim dialing us up. Tim, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, was that the game? You know, we turned two there in the 11th, was stoked, and then Kieschel stepped up, and we all looked at each other and said, this guy scares us, and sure enough, he hit one over the fence. But I heard you earlier, we were listening, and you were talking about how Salvi, maybe the offensive production might slow down there in the since Freddie's gone. And my question is, how do we get Carter Jensen an outfield mitt? Let him get some run at catcher. Let him get some run in the outfield. The kid's got a 1,000 OPS down in AAA. He's got 9 home runs in 30 games. How do we get this guy doing what MJ Melendez did?
That's you mean put up really good numbers at AAA and then stink in the big leagues?
I don't know. I mean, Carter Jensen's a top 100 prospect. I don't know if MJ ever touched that.
Right. No, I was making a joke. Thanks for the phone call, Tim. You asked, you know, how do we get Carter Jensen to do what MJ Melendez did? Listen, first of all, it took MJ like a year and a half to become a league average outfielder, in my opinion. Carter Jensen as an outfielder, I don't think it's the wildest idea, but why are we not leaving him at catcher? Right, Salvi's going to turn 36 next year. Now, I want Carter Jensen behind the dish next year. I want him fighting for that opening day spot on the team. You know, let Salvi start to DH even more, play first base even more. Now, if you were talking about doing it right now, that would, you know, there's, what, 4-6 weeks left of the minor league season? No. That to me is an off-season project for a guy like Carter Jensen. Takes a lot of pride in his catching as well. Listen, it's certainly a possibility, sure. I mean, he's an athlete. He's capable of doing it. But if he's not your catcher of the future, who is, right? Freddie's a Padre. You're not going to run Salvi out there 130 times next year. I would hope not. I like Luke Maley as a backup, but not as a backup that plays a lot. And to ask Carter Jensen to catch and play outfield in his rookie season of big league baseball, that is setting that young man up for failure. Like you mentioned, he's a top 100 prospect. Let's cater to him. Well, let's not. I don't think it's proper, you know. Having MJ Melendez learn the corner outfield at the big league level, I don't think was fair to him. Jack Caglione learning the corner outfield at the big league level, I don't think is fair to him. But the Royals were desperate a few seasons ago, and MJ had power potential. The Royals were desperate this year, so they called up Jack Caglione. They were desperate for offense, and yeah, unfortunately, Cags didn't provide it. Royals desperate for offense again today. They scored 3 runs, which, you know, quite often this season would be plenty. But they needed more. Needed more because the defense, the base running, not good enough today. The pitching certainly was. Ryan Burgert certainly was. The 25-year-old rookie, now through two starts with the Royals, has thrown 11 and one-third innings, has 10 strikeouts, and has allowed a total of 9 base runners. And yet, he's received only one run of support in each of his two starts, so he's yet to pick up a win, despite 5 2/3 of strong stuff from the recently acquired right-hander and today's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Again, Burgert's final line, 5 2/3 innings, 2 runs on 4 hits, 8 strikeouts. 8 strikeouts, and 6 of the 8 came after the 3rd inning. He strikes out the side in the 4th, picks up another in the 5th, punches out a pair in the 6th. Ryan Burgert, today's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. They've been doing it since 1958. Check it out. Find them online at GuaranteedFoods.com or dial them up at 913-888-5000. All right, let's go to Will in Overland Park. Will, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how's it going? Obviously not going well. I mean, with guys and runners in scoring positions, they pretty much had a pool noodle up at the plate. I mean, 1 for 15 is ridiculous. To be honest, this team in general, though, I'm really curious about your opinion on just moving forward as a whole, because I haven't watched too many games personally, but having to watch this level of batting on a daily basis is just excruciating. I couldn't imagine watching every single game all the way through. But, you know, I'm still confident. Me and the boys are still confident about where we're at.
What? Make sense of the last two sentences. You talk about how brutal it is to watch this team and you still believe in them?
We still chime in and get a little hyped when we get some things going. Obviously, prior to this Twin Series, we needed to go 7-2. That was my opinion on this stretch, facing the Nationals that are absolutely terrible. And, before we go through the next stretch.
You just told me that the Royals' offense is excruciating. Don't call anybody terrible. Don't call the Nationals terrible, because what the hell are you then?
We suck.
Stop looking down your nose at other teams. Thanks for the phone call. Stop telling me what the Royals need to do. Oh, you got to win this amount of games. What you need to do is play good baseball. It's the last time this team put together a stretch playing quality, well-rounded baseball. That's what they need to do. Stop telling me how many wins. Play good baseball. They haven't done it much all year. Base running defense, executing at the dish, executing on the mound. That's what they need to do. Do that, you'll win enough games. But they haven't done it. They do things that are reflective of a below-average team. Good, not great defense. Below-average base running. Inconsistent to bad offense. A terrific rotation. Second best ERA in Major League Baseball as a pitching staff. Fourth best as a rotation. So an outstanding staff, and to your question that you started off with of, how do you feel about the future? I feel great about the future. You got Ryan Burgert and Noah Cameron for the next half decade. Right? Waka and Lugo are going to chaperone those two for the next few seasons. Deposit all of their knowledge into the brains of Cameron and Burgert. And as we've seen this season, if you can pitch, you have a chance to win. The fact that this team, with a bad base running group, an average at best defense, and a below average offense for the season, the fact that that group is 2 games below 500 is all the evidence that you need of pitching wins. Royals are walked off. 5-3, they lose game three in Minnesota. They drop the rubber game to the Twins and now head home to take on the Washington Nationals. Yeah, I understand the Nationals' record is poor, no doubt. But the guy they're facing tomorrow has been dealing. Mitchell Parker, that lefty can bite you. You'll see him coming up on Tuesday. See what Seth Lugo has what Seth Lugo has in store for the Nationals in the finale. And then it's the Chicago White Sox, and we can laugh at the White Sox all you want. But their offense has been even better than yours since the All-Star break, right? And we've all been fawning over the Royals offense and the new-look offense with the veterans of Yastrzemski and Frazier and Grichik. Man, shout-out to Adam Frazier, by the way. 4 hits today. He becomes the 5th Royal this season to have a 4-hit day. Frazier now batting .302 since returning to Kansas City. He's driven in 8 runs in those 17 games. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. All right, let's go to the Mean Machine. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. But, you know, when you first started off and you said, you know, who can we be pissed off about or who don't we want to be pissed off at? I'm pissed off at JJ and Q. Q, because today in the 2nd inning, you're putting down a sacrifice with a guy that's been hot as hell on this road trip. 12 for 26. He has him bunt.
Do we know that?
It doesn't work out.
I think Izzy did it on his own, but go ahead.
And then at JJ, because when the season started, what did we need? We needed outfield help in the corners. I know you had the 2 scrubs that we made a move on, cut them loose, let them go. But at the trade deadline, everybody was looking for those relievers. We have so many relievers right now. But we ended up trading for a guy that was on our team last year. That's what I got. And what I got to say about Berger is that he better hook up with Patrick and get a Whataburger. Thanks, Vern.
Appreciate it. Bergert with a T. Ryan Bergert. Yeah, mad at Q, mad at JJ. I think you should put the owner in there as well, right? The owner is the one that, you know, sets the budget for JJ Piccolo. So your disappointment and in JJ's inability to find that bat that you're correct, we all knew this offense likely needed. I think John Sherman has to wear some of that as well. Right, Royals, you know, reportedly made the offer for Anthony Santander and Jurickson Profar, but wisely would not get into a bidding war with Atlanta or Toronto, respectively. I get it. You wanted them to trade a reliever at the deadline? I can't fight you on that. You know, but if you move a Zerpa, if you move Estevez, Schreiber, because you don't want to move a Urseg, right? Want to move a Hunter Harvey, possibly? Yeah, okay. I wonder what the return would have been. I certainly don't think you're going to get anything in return that's going to make this 2025 team any better. But Mean Machine, if you're okay with that, if you just wanted some prospects, I can't fight you on that. You know, you're already the 2nd person to bring up the bunt from Kyle Isbell in the 2nd inning. Maybe I missed it. Q was asked about it after the game. I don't think it came up. Maybe Q called for that. Right, back-to-back walks to open up the 2nd inning as Jose Urania wild to start off that 2nd inning. And Kyle Isbell takes strike 1 and then squares, lays down a sacrifice bunt, advances the runners. I mean, did the job. Whether Q called it or not, to me, You have second and third with one out. Get them in. Right? It's a big league baseball. Get them in. Yeah. Izzy today 0-4. Izzy's had a nice stretch, a nice road trip. But I don't look at Kyle Isbell like, oh, of course he would have come through. Come on, guys. It's Kyle Isbell. I mean, stop. Now get the bunt down. And he did. Yastrzemski, Michael, do your job and drive him in. They did not. But okay. Okay, so angry, pissed off at the manager, the general manager, and I think you need to put the owner in there as well. 913-586-7965. I mean, I think, honestly, to me, the issue with the off-season decision-making and the inability to bring in the bat, I know those complaints are fair, but I think instead of the swinging and missing in free agency this off-season, instead of that being the focus of your frustration, I hate to pile on Jonathan India, but I think that is more agitating than not getting Santander or Profar or some other free agent that no one really mentions of, you know, hey, I wish they would have got that guy. Because I don't know who they should have went out and brought in free agency. But hey, nice to hear from you. 913-586-7965. To me, if you have an asset like Brady Singer, I want to get someone that's going to perform better than Jonathan India has. Honestly, I would have taken Jonathan India's career numbers offensively. But I think that India trade back in December was our first inclination that this team is willing to sacrifice some of the small things for some offense. Right? You bring in a guy like Jonathan India, who we all knew was a below-average defender. Now that was Michael Massey's going to start moonlighting in left field. Jonathan India is going to moonlight in left field. We might see Michael in center. This offseason, this spring training, was our first indication that, hey, the Royals baseball that we've all grown to love, pitching, defense, base running, we still want that to be our identity, but we're willing to sacrifice some of that for some offensive thump and on-base percentage, and neither of those two things happened. And here we are, Royals now 58-60 on the season. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. That's 913-586-7965. I see Scott in Phoenix on the text line saying, Vern, unless the Royals sweep this upcoming homestand, this series against the Twins will feel like a white flag moment for me. Yeah, it's the worst day of the week to lose. Sunday, going into a work week that has a Chiefs game to look back on. A Chiefs game in which fans are excited. There's a lot to dissect. So yeah, I've been through this a lot. When the Royals conversation on sports radio becomes, you know, negative and sarcastic or non-existent. So to lose this game to that team on Sunday, after the preseason game number one on Saturday, it's you call it a white flag moment for you, Scott. I think for the sports fan in Kansas City, it's a somber day for those of us that love to, you know, battle with the boys every day, that love to dial into those nine innings every single night on the radio, on television, or at the ball.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Park. I know you're still going to be there, but the investment, the excitement, the willingness to ride the roller coaster, it's beginning to subside. Let's go to Mike in the Northland. Mike, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Vern. When my son and I saw you on that afternoon game with Atlanta a couple weeks ago, we kind of talked about they needed to go 6-3 on this upcoming road trip to really put themselves in a position to not only, you know, get close to a wild card, but maybe catch Detroit because they had been in a funk. I think they had lost 12 out of 15 or something like that. That was the Royals' opportunity to maybe do something. With the excitement of getting 2 out of 3 in Toronto, and then, okay, you lose 2 out of 3 in Boston, you still feel okay going 3-3 heading to Minnesota, who just traded away everybody, including their stadium announcer. You're thinking the Royals can take at least 2 out of 3, possibly sweep, and then they don't. And I, you know, you said something about the Chiefs preseason game. I'm not there yet. It's preseason, right? And I've lived in this town for 50 years, and it's still Royals baseball for me until they're mathematically eliminated. The upcoming homestand. I'll say it right now. I think these next 10 games is going to determine whether or not they make the postseason. If they do anything less than 8-2, it's not going to happen this year. And it's frustrating because we've seen the pitching flash all year. We've seen glimpses of the offense, especially in the second half. But Q said something in the post-interview on the Roku today that I'm a little concerned about. You're 2 games under 500 on August the 10th. You've got 7 weeks left in the season. And he just kind of nonchalantly threw this away like it was nothing. Like, yeah, we lost. Ooh, no big deal.
I didn't hear it that way. Oh, I heard it like he was pissed off and he was just trying to get that answer over with quickly.
Well, you know, we get an opportunity.
To me, that was a coping mechanism. Go ahead.
It could be that. You're right. You know, yeah. And listen, and I know the manager has to manager speak instead of what they really might want to think.
Right.
I get that. I get that. But we get an opportunity to come out tomorrow and play another game and get a W.
Yeah. Because that's who he is.
Right. Right. And I understand the glass half full.
You know there's a fire inside of there. He was angry. I mean, listening to him, I don't know if there's anybody that listens to Matt Quatrero more. He was pissed off, understandably so, like we all were after that one. But him saying, we got another chance to win. It's only one game. That's him speaking that into existence, right? Trying to convince himself that it's only one game, because inside, yeah, I'm sure he's screaming and cussing.
I'm sure. Yeah, I probably, you know, like I said, it's probably manager speak, and I get that with the reporters that are with him day in and day out, you know. But the calendar keeps, you know, the days just keep clicking off. And I'm afraid that they're going to put themselves into a position where we say they have to sweep the Nationals. They
But let's just talk realistic here, Mike. You just said they got to go 8-2 on an upcoming homestand. What on God's green earth have you seen from this team to believe that they're going to go 8-2 in any stretch of 10 games? Already done it to themselves. They already don't control their fates. We're already sitting here hoping for magic and other teams to help out and quietly hoping for injuries from these teams ahead of you. No, they're not almost in a situation. They're already in a situation where it's out of their hands, where they need to, yes, go 8-2 on this upcoming homestand. But what that really means is play two straight weeks of quality baseball. They haven't done that all year.
I agree, but maybe I'm just going to be like Q and throw it out in the universe and see if it transpires. I'm going to be a Royals fan until October 1st, brother. You know how it is?
Man.
Okay, that's how it is. And we'll see you at the K on Wednesday for the day game against Washington.
Look forward to it. Yeah, Seth Lugo on the hill for that one. Thank you very much, Mike. Nice to hear from you. We go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line as the Royals are walked off in the finale in Minnesota. 5-3, the final score in 11 innings. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the 8s or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Let's go to John in Chanute. You're on 96.5 The Fan. John, go ahead.
A good show, Vern. It's just a shame that they didn't win. But now, Royals, you have a very disappointed Royal fan down here in Chanute, and I'm sure others will be listening to you, too, down here. So let's start putting them wins together, because the clock is a ticking. My old antique clock is a ticking. So let's get them wins a going. We don't want no more losses. I want to see you get up there around 60. That'd be a good starting point. How is that, Vern?
It's a phone call, John, and it's an appreciated phone call.
I love each of you Royals very much. It's a shame I can't make it up there, but my old Mustang is kind of down in the mouth, but it's getting restored. But anyway, I want to see you guys start winning. We've had enough of this monkey business.
We all want them to win. John, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7965. From the 417, Vern, why is John Rave on this team? John Rave, since the All-Star break, has an on-base percentage of .345. And yes, misplayed a line drive in the eighth inning. That case can be made. Cost the team the game. Karen in Independence is listening. Says, I love the boys in blue, Vern, but this one hurts, especially going up against a bullpen game for the Twins. Yeah, you're right about that. Zach writes in on the text line. Vern, I think the Royals had a good game today. Bats were going with 9 hits. That's great, but they just couldn't connect in the crucial opportunities. All right, Zach. Yeah, man. Hey, I like the optimism. You're right. They did out-hit the Twins today. They did have 9 hits. Now, if we're being fair, 7 of the 9 hits came from 2 guys, right? Adam Frazier had 4 of them, and Michael Garcia had 3 of them. Michael's team-leading 10th game this season of at least 3 hits. Michael has the 6th most base hits in all of Major League Baseball. We go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line. We go to Steven in Kansas City. Steven, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. Hey, Vern. Good. Listen, I'm just struggling with this. I'm looking at this because I wanted to make sure.
So we trade Freddie Fermin to San Diego for Ryan Berger and Steven Kolek when all I've been hearing is, you know, the offense is not supporting the pitchers, that the pitchers are doing their jobs and the offense is not doing their job. So I guess, Vern, what I'm struggling with is, if you think about it, Vern, Freddie Fermin was really coming into his own. And for me, when Salvi retired, Freddie was going to be the guy, the rock. And it looked like the guy was poised for the role. So I guess why my question is are you all right with what we did with Freddie Fermin? Or what? I mean, what's the thinking behind that?
Well, let me ask you this real quick, Stephen. Do you want Salvi back next year?
Of course.
Okay, well, if you're having Salvi back next year, I talked about that Carter Jensen, the 22-year-old prospect. You have him waiting in the wings to possibly take over for Sal. But if we're acknowledging that the great Perez is going to return next season, he's still going to catch. And, okay, so Freddie Fermin, if you're bringing Salvi back, that's acknowledging that Freddie Fermin is once again a backup. So,
right.
JJ had a chance to trade a backup catcher who's already turned 30. Freddie's going to be 31 next year, which isn't ancient, but he's not as young as maybe some think. You had a chance to trade a 30-year-old backup catcher for two pitchers with years of team control, and you saw how quality that Ryan Burgert is, both in stuff and composure out there on the mound. So, yeah, I'm cool with it. If you have a chance to, again, trade a backup catcher for a 25-year-old you think could be in your rotation for the next half decade, I think you have to do it, unless you're going to give Freddie the job next year. And I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're bringing Salvi back for one more year, at least. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7965. I'm excited, though, for Freddie. He's been doing well. His first six games since joining the Padres, he's hitting .368. With an OPS of .850. Yeah, I wish nothing but the best for Freddie Fermin. Royals had him under team control for the next three seasons. He was going to start making real money next year. So to flip him for Steven Kolek, who has thrown two quality starts down in AAA, and Ryan Burgert, that to me is one of those deals that was an offer you couldn't refuse. I don't know if JJ was shopping Freddie Fermin, but when AJ Preller calls with that offer, even if you want to hang on to Freddie Fermin, you can't. You got to do it. And I'm glad they did. Gives me a reason to watch some West Coast baseball at night. Now I get to cheer on Freddie Fermin and Ryan O'Hearn. Yeah, I'm a big Padres fan now. Big Ryan Burgert fan as well. Burgert, one of 30 rookies with more than 45 innings of work this season in Major League Baseball. And his ERA of 2.87 is the third best among that group. Opponents are hitting .179 against him this season. That, too, is the best of that group. Let's go to Brett in Blue Springs. Brett, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. You know, pretty much I'm just calling to see what your genuine opinion on the upcoming outlook is, in terms of, you know, if you really think the Yankees are going to have a chance of making the playoffs. With us today, you know, I'm just really disappointed in terms of just obviously the RISP, and also, I don't know. It's just been same old song and dance.
Right.
And, but genuinely, I'm a little disappointed with the Freddie Fermin trade. I know that's been discussed quite a bit in this conversation, but, I don't know. With Carter Jensen, besides Carter Jensen, I guess my main question is there anyone else coming up through the minor leagues or that you think could potentially be drafted that could be a beacon of hope for us?
Well, yeah. Thanks for the phone call, Brett. Yeah, I mean, whoever is drafted, certainly next year, you would hope they draft good players. But as far as a bat that's on its way, not named Carter Jensen, most of them are, most of the highly ranked position player prospects in this system are 21 years old or younger. Most of them are down in A-ball, including the number one prospect, 21-year-old catcher Blake Mitchell. He just turned 21. Carson Rocafort, I should give him some love. He's been playing his tail off since getting promoted to Double-A. Rocafort, a 23-year-old outfielder. You don't want to pigeonhole him, but he's what, like 5'11", lefty bat. He can go get it in the outfield. Maybe he's another John Rave, Kyle Isbell. Maybe he has more power. We'll see. But yeah, I'd say Carter Jensen, and then it's a little bit of a wait. I mean, really, the answer is Jack Caglione. Seems like forever since Cags has been in this lineup, since Cags was a real lightning rod in this city. But boy, his absence in this lineup, his threat and that power potential, you can't replace that. And obviously the Royals, well, we're yet to truly see it on a consistent basis and have never replaced it. Still searching for that Hunter Renfroe, Michael Massey, MJ Melendez, Jack Caglione, that fourth power bat alongside Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi. Maybe you say Michael Garcia's already taken up that role. Okay, fine. To me, Michael's done what you wanted Jonathan India to do this year. Now, he's done it better, right? He's more of a five-tool talent than Jonathan India, but he's brought that fourth bat aspect to this lineup, right? Last year, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi had to do it all. Someone had to help him, and the organization thought Jonathan India was the guy to do it. Turns out Michael Garcia was well-equipped to do it. But who's bringing the thump? Who's protecting Salvi in the lineup? Or who's allowing Salvi to drop in the lineup because they're bringing that thump? Wasn't Renfroe, wasn't Massey, wasn't Melendez, hasn't been Caglione. And I don't know where else you're looking to for power. Royals lose 5-3. They're walked off in Minneapolis. We'll take our final quick timeout. Get back to your phone calls after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
So yeah, I love the healthy, delicious food that my wife and I get from Guaranteed Foods, but I'll be real with you. There's not a ton of money in radio, believe it or not. So I love the money that we save with Guaranteed Foods, not only from just avoiding the grocery store, not needing the grocery store as much, but also when we do make those trips, they're not as often. So we're not spending that extra, $25. I would say about, $20-$30 a month on those stupid impulse buys at the grocery store. They're like, oh, wow, they have that in Mesquite now. Let me try that. And then you don't like it. You're like, I never like Mesquite. Why do I keep buying this stuff? Those impulse buys. You had no intention of buying them, and then you're dropping $20. See, I'm not doing that anymore. And with a wide variety of quick, healthy food on hand, it's so much easier to eat at home, so we're not eating out as often. That's saving us at least $50 every time when you decide not to go to the restaurant. And, man, it's all portion packaged. All of their meat, their fish, their poultry. So now you just fix what you need, and there's no leftovers. There's no wasted food. So, yeah, saving money. Man, Guaranteed Foods, it's not just a great food service. It's also a dollar stretcher. Find out for yourself today, and if not today, first thing Monday morning.
888-500. Guaranteed Foods
or GuaranteedFoods.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
The payoff pitch. Jeffers lines it to straightaway center field. Isbell's there. He makes the catch. Martin went back to tag up at second. Throw over to third. Frazier lays down the tag. Martin's out. A huge double play.
Oh, yeah. I don't even want to hear that. It was a huge double play. Oh, my gosh. 11th inning. 3-3. First and second. Nobody out. All right, Royals are going to lose this game. Bottom of the 11th inning. Two on. Nobody out. Yeah, I love Carlos Estevez, but they're not going to win this game. Ryan Jeffers then hits a line drive at Kyle Isbell and some boneheaded base running by Austin Martin on second base, and he's doubled off. And it's two outs with the man on first, and you're thinking, why not? Okay, you know what? This has been the silliest game I've ever watched. Why not? Royals put up another zero. Let's win this thing in 12. Unfortunately, three pitches later, Luke Kuechel, a 96-mile-per-hour fastball up and away from Estevez. Kuechel lets Estevez provide the velocity, and he puts a nice swing on it. That's a strong young man. He goes to right center field, to the opposite field, 396 feet, 100 miles per hour off of the bat. A two-run walk-off blast from the Twins rookie. And Minnesota wins in 11, 5-3, the final score. Let's go to Kendall. You're on 96.5, The Fan. Kendall, go ahead.
Hey, hello, Josh. I apologize. It's not timely, but his name has come up several times. Freddie Fermin, what were your thoughts? He made no appearance in the postseason last year, despite lackluster performance from most all of our regulars.
Yeah, I think he was fading at the end of last season. I think once Vinny went down with that injury in September and we saw a lot of Freddie Fermin, I thought that, I don't want to say that he was exposed, but I thought he tired at the end of the season, and that's why you didn't see him much in October. I don't know how much he had left in the gas tank. But he He worked his tail off this offseason to make sure he'll be more prepared for September and October. But unfortunately, we'll have to watch that from afar as he makes his way to the postseason with the Padres. Kendall, thanks for the phone call. Game one against the Nationals, 6:40 for the first pitch Monday night at Kauffman Stadium. Royals back at home, a 10-day homestand, or excuse me, a 10-game homestand, 10 games in 11 days. Let's go to the text line real quick, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. From the 734. Wow, 734, eh? All right. Okay, 1 for 15 with runners in scoring position. That makes me sick. Do we have anything good on the text line? The 816 is wondering if the Royals will call up Carter Jensen if they're out of the race in September. Possibly, I guess, right? I think they need to add him to the 40-man roster before the Rule 5 draft anyway. I don't know. I'm fine if they don't, to be honest. You know, he's already, let him take a ton of confidence into the offseason. I'm fine, honestly, either way. Because I think what he's learned this season, you know, from dominating at the Futures game to working alongside Salvador Perez in spring training, struggling early, battling back, performing well, getting promoted to AAA. I think you're going to see a monster in spring training next year. So even if Carter Jensen doesn't get the call this year, I think he's on the opening day roster next year. And I'm excited to see what the Kansas City kid can do. All right, that's our theme music. We're out of here. Royals lose in 11. I'll talk to you from the K. 5 o'clock for the On Deck Show. Your chance to win Royals tickets. Talk to you then. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, Kansas City. Thanks for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Out of the track, leans, it's gone. Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods.
Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.